Like Effect Now, I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Every month, Adam Carr from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service talks about some of the community events happening in Milwaukee. But of course, this month is a little different. With the coronavirus pandemic and the stay-at-home order, it's a little difficult to go and explore things happening in our community. But Carr has you covered. For the April edition of 5 Things to Do in Milwaukee, we're highlighting things you can experience from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's in that same fashion that Carr joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers from his home.
I know I'm recording from my closet studio, and I have a feeling you're recording in a similar situation.
Well, I'm in my dining room. Yeah, I have a microphone set up on a little tripod on top of a stack of books so it can be in front of my mouth. So I'm happy to be joining you. I love being in the studio with Lake Effect, but I'm happy to be stitched together with you through time and space.
All right. So with that in mind, being stitched together through time and space, as it were, of course, we always talk about events that are happening, but these are a list of things that are still happening, even though we might not be able to physically go to them.
For sure. You know, the five things segment is built around events, going out, exploring the city, exploring your community. At Neighborhood News Service, we work in Milwaukee's wonderful Central City neighborhood. So there are still opportunities, even though physically you're not encouraged to go anywhere, for having those experiences. So the first one, this kind of covers a broad swath. My note here says museums going virtual, and museums in Milwaukee have done a good job of adjusting and making themselves available to Milwaukeeans who still want to go and experience them. So the Milwaukee Art Museum, the Grohman Museum at MSOE, the Harley-Davidson Museum, the County Zoo even has live streams of its animals, which is cute. And one I want to point out is America's Black Holocaust Museum on North and Vell Phillips. Just indulge me in a quick story. When I was in fourth grade in Mr. Horwitz's class at Goldemeyer, we took a walking field trip, and we walked just north of our school on 4th Street until we got to North Avenue. We went to Grant's Soul Food Restaurant, which used to be right there on 4th and North. We ate beautiful soul food, learned about Grant's family and their story of coming to Milwaukee. Then we went next door to a former boxing gym named America's Black Holocaust Museum. We met with Dr. James Cameron. He shared with us some of the remarkable stories from his own life and then also from his project of tracing the Black experience in the United States from slavery through Reconstruction, Jim Crow, into the current era, and the framework that he'd built of America's Black Holocaust Museum. They are online right now. So when the museum closed after his passing in 2008, they put a lot of their exhibits online. And now, I would say maybe better time than ever, go to ABH Museum, so abhmuseum.org, to read about some of the incredible history that project has taken on. They're going to be open. They actually weren't even open yet, so they're going to be open soon. And now is a chance to get a preview of what they do online.
Yeah, when you mentioned museums, of course, the first virtual museum that came to mind was America's Black Holocaust Museum, just because they've been doing it for so long.
Absolutely. Right. They kind of planted their flag in that. And I'll just say, here's one exhibit I really appreciated. I was clicking around on it this morning. How does a city choose to remember its past? I think that's kind of like when I saw that, just that the wording of that. I feel like that's kind of a big part of my life and what I try to do, and it's a great question. And they share the stories of Joshua Glover, who is, you know, of some renown. He was an African-American who escaped slavery, found sanctuary in Wisconsin, and kind of had a dramatic episode in Milwaukee. Then the second story they share, because we do hold up and celebrate Joshua Glover, is of George Marshall Clark, who was an African-American man in Milwaukee, who was lynched in Milwaukee, one of the 16 lynchings in Wisconsin's history, or documented lynching. So that is a phenomenal exhibit to go check out on America's Black Holocaust Museum's website, abhmuseum.org.
Yeah. So with that still kind of in mind, the next category of things is art and artists.
Yes. Art and artists, there are a plethora of wonderful artists throughout the community of Milwaukee that are always working all the time. And actually, a lot of times in their own studios. This is a time that has challenged people to figure out how to do things a different way. We just published a story on this about artists and what they're doing in Milwaukee to adjust to this sort of social distancing when their art is social. A great local dance company named Signature Dance Company, led by African-American women. They have a professional dance company that consists of adults and of children, and they get together every week and they rehearse and they train, and they're unable to do that right now. So they've started doing lunchtime classes that are open to the public. So not only are they able to keep within their company the connection going, the training going, the dance classes going, they're also able to offer some of that to the public to kind of participate for the first time. That's been kind of a trend across a lot of different art mediums. So Vibes Creative Art Space, which is typically in the Sherman Phoenix, they do painting classes for community members where you get to sit and paint, and you get your little kit and your own canvas, and they've been doing that online. They even have at-home canvas kits with beer, wine, and spirits, because I think that's oftentimes a part of it, loosen up the creativity a little bit. So Vibes Creative Art Space has been doing that. Artists Working in Education, a local arts nonprofit, has been doing classes. And they have ideas, especially for you parents out there. They have ideas for projects, art projects you can do at home that don't require you to buy anything or necessarily go out and get, you know, you can go often into the recycling bin and figure out something to do. There are DJs who have been performing, writing groups who have been convening, like Herd Space, convening write-ins, and the wonderful Dasha Kelly, who is currently Milwaukee's Poet Laureate, for Poem National Poetry Month, which is April. She's doing poemologues with the Milwaukee Public Library. She's also teaching a class named I, the Revolution. I'm just going to read the description. It's every Wednesdays from 11:30 to 12:30. She says, take your mind on a stroll. Dasha Kelly Hamilton delivers free weekly thought adventures for writing, reflection, and conversation. So Milwaukee's rich, creative community is not going to let social distancing stop them from being creative.
Yeah, although we're all stuck in our homes, what I think has been very interesting is because some people feel like they have a bit more time, maybe they aren't commuting as much as they would normally, there has been this kind of exploration of things that, you know, you wouldn't normally interact with.
For sure. Yeah, and I know a lot of people are taking a long look in the mirror and thinking about their life and thinking about their community. I think this is an important time for that kind of reflection where things have kind of slowed down and there's this pause, and for sure.
Yeah. And a way that you can, you know, perhaps try to better yourself, but also become more engaged is through the public library.
Absolutely. The public library, I'm going to say this, people are really excited about the phenomenon of little free libraries. And I think those are great. They're expressions of community caring for itself. But the public libraries, they are big free libraries. And that's important. They are way bigger than most people know. So by that, I mean the Milwaukee Public Library system has a remarkable amount all the time, not just during social distancing, of digital resources available to their patrons. You can, and I just want to point this out there, there's no shame if you don't have a library card. You can apply for one online. So those digital resources aren't on the opposite side of a paywall. The library is free. They have incredible resources available all the time for people. They've even started highlighting more of them because of COVID-19 and how many people they know are at home right now. They have classes you can take. They have tutors that your children can take advantage of. You can actually, each library cardholder may listen to 24 hours of streaming music per day. That's just, I think that accounts for every second of the day. They have online classes that you can start, from starting a small business to getting better at homeschooling, all kinds of different classes. They have, and then they also have movies, audiobooks, comics, TV shows, et cetera, available. You can go back through the newspaper. The library is a phenomenal resource any day of the year, but especially right now, they can be a lifeline. And if you're not a library person, now is a great time to become one. Another great public resource that we have all the time is the Milwaukee Recreation, or Milwaukee Rec, as most people know it. Every season, they put out this phenomenal, thick booklet of classes that are offered throughout the community. A lot of the instructors are, I mean, all of the instructors are people from just inside of Milwaukee. What I love about it, the catalog isn't just a set of classes. It shows us who we are and what we have, the beautiful things that people know how to do. And they've had to cancel all of their classes, but they've started doing some of those online. And these were earlier in the week, but they have things like gentle yoga, culinary knife skills, butts and guts, power bars and bites, food preservation. So they have everything from cooking to exercise. They've been doing these really interesting classes. They've moved just a small bit of what they do online, but they're keeping things going at Milwaukee Rec.
So you mentioned food preservation, and I think food has been top of mind for a lot of us staying at home. How can we become more engaged with food as we stay in our homes?
For sure. I mean, this is it's the way it's disrupted us in a lot of ways. A lot of people, you know, we're kind of told stay at home, but there is one way, or at least one way, you could be adventurous outside of your home, which is a lot of restaurants in Milwaukee have quickly scrambled to offer curbside pickup, to offer delivery of their food. And right now, all the time, Milwaukee has phenomenal restaurants throughout the city. Actually, there's international, there's cultural, there's ethnic, there's all these incredible restaurants. Now is a great time to expand your horizons, sitting in your dining room and giving yourself a reason to do those exercise classes with the Milwaukee Rec. At Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service this past week, we published an article that's 14 restaurants that in our neighborhoods that offer everything from bagels, empanadas, soul food. There's one that offers bougie berries, burgers, all kinds of incredible food. So now more than ever, I think kind of the second piece outside of just the self-interest of eating something delicious, it's also a really critical moment to support small businesses locally. There's no guarantee that any small business that closed for this stretch will open afterwards. And I think now's the time our community can really galvanize around our small business owners, our restaurant owners. And, you know, it's not just charity. You're getting something to eat.
Yeah. Well, Adam Carr, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing all of these great ways to distract ourselves in some ways from what can be a kind of scary time.
Yeah. And let me just give one really quick final recommendation, which is the governor's safer at home order does not preclude outdoor activity. So you can go on a walk in your neighborhood, in a park. You can go hiking or running or biking, not with other people. But that is something you can always do. We've been talking about this in our newsroom of just going out in your backyard and playing and kind of reviving the lost art of just kind of going and playing with your kids or doing something outside by yourself.
All right. Well, Adam Carr, thank you so much for joining us and sharing these events.
Absolutely. I am happy to be here. And by here, I mean where I am and where you are together on the radio, whatever. Thanks, Joy.
Adam Carr is the Deputy Director for Community Engagement at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You can find more of our conversations with them about Milwaukee's Central City neighborhoods at wuwm.com.